we love one another, God remains in us, and our love is brought to perfection in us.
Alleluia! Alleluia! Alleluia!
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you and bless and curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If the person strikes you on one cheek, offer the other cheek as well. And for the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do unto others as you would like to have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend to them, expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be called children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give gifts, and will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure by which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear brothers and sisters, this gospel is one of those radical teachings of Jesus that if we are not careful, we might see ourselves as weaklings. If we are not careful, we may not really understand what Jesus is trying to teach. This gospel reminds us, you know, before the time of Jesus, there was an existing law already given by Moses. And this law, people were following that law. And actually, Moses gave them these laws because of the hardness of their hearts. But when Jesus came, he came with a message of love. Jesus wanted the people to do something not in the same way, but in another way. And that is seeing love as beyond every action. So when we translate this gospel literally, it may not all go well with us. For example, someone who hates you, you are not supposed to hate the same person that way. But naturally, if someone hates you, are you supposed to like the person? Naturally, no. But Jesus tells us that as Christians, we should not live the same way that those who are not Christians live. There must be a difference between Christians and not Christians. There must be a difference between the followers of Jesus and those who do not accept Jesus and his teachings. Remember, the reason why Jesus came is to redeem what was destroyed by the sin of Adam and Eve. And in this redemption, He was able to actualize this through his life, his death, and his resurrection. And the life of Jesus, the ministry of Jesus, the death of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, everything is anchored on love. And that is what he wants us to reflect upon today. If we have love in our hearts, if we love like Jesus loves, not like we love, but like Jesus loves. Because remember, before now, before the coming of Jesus, the teaching was, do love as someone loves you. But in the case of Jesus, he says, love as Jesus loves. So they are two different things. And as Christians, we are invited to love as Jesus loves. And how does he love? He loved us by shedding his blood on the cross for us. Even though he never merited this kind of death. But out of love, he went through that route. And even though he gave his life, he regained this life back. So that is what he emphasizes today, that we have to look up to him. Secondly, ordinarily, I do not celebrate optional memorial, but today is optional memorial, but I have to celebrate it because of the tremendous role that the Blessed Mother played in the salvation of mankind. I want to encourage all of us to love our Blessed Mother. Whenever we are in difficulty, or whatever that we are asking that is so difficult, if we go through our Blessed Mother, she will always intercede for us. I want to encourage all of us to continue to pray our rosaries. The rosary is a very strong weapon that God gave to us. And as we have it today, it is very easy. There is this app known as called Oremus. I will encourage you, download it. You don't need to worry yourself. Just stop it, and it will play the rosary. What you need to do is just you listen and you follow and play along. It is very easy. So we encourage all of us, my dear friends in Christ, that the rosary is a very strong weapon God has given to us. If we keep praying the rosary, our Blessed Mother will be always there to intercede for us. If we keep praying on the rosary, our Blessed Mother will have our back. So let us pray in this Mass today, as we are celebrating the holy name of Mary, that through the powerful intercession of Mary, that all those our intentions, that God may grant them through her intercession. Amen.